this, you absolutely crushed this Kansas team total.
Told you.
Which was a great bet.
Told you.
What a loss for Oklahoma.
Yep.
Basically ruins their year. They're only in the playoffs now.
So,
I don't think they can. They'll not get, they won't get in. That loss is not going to, and I know Kansas is, you know, first off, why the fuck is this team not ranked?
Because it's still Kansas football.
I don't care, dude. They're 6-2.
Listen, I think Lance Leopold is one of the top.
He is. This is not debatable anymore.
Yeah.
By the way, it's not debatable.
Not debatable.
No one can argue this.
Yeah. Lance Leopold is the real deal. Lance Leopold.
He's going to Michigan State.
Oh, man. That would scare me as a Penn State fan. I'll be honest with you.
He's not, but like.
I would want him.
You know what? I would stay where he's at.
Yeah,
if you're winning there, man.
So, thank you for the compliment there.
A great play.
I did feel very good. Listen, Jason being there under the tutelage of Lance Leopold and that staff. Now that he's actually getting reps with the ones, we never talk about how hard it is as a backup. You get 10 reps in a week, and then you're inserted into a week or a game. You know, midway through the second quarter, game plan's not built for you. So we're seeing Kansas put together. Not that Bean was great by any means, but good enough to get the job done. Lance Leopold, all the motion offense they do, all the trickery, enough to get this Oklahoma team. And we kind of saw a little bit in that bad weather. We saw a little bit of bad Dylan Gabriel. We saw a Oklahoma wide receiver corp that is now without what's his fucking name, Anthony, the transfer from Michigan. He got hurt. We're seeing now Drake Stoops, have to effectively, really step up in a way that he probably shouldn't. And this Oklahoma team got exposed on the road, as happens in college football.
Yeah, I mean, look, dude, I don't want to crush Oklahoma too bad because, like, they're still a good team. I think we have to give a lot of credit to Kansas here and Leopold and what he's doing there, man. It's made Kansas actually a tough place to go and play a football game, man, because like it's new, it's cool. Anything new and cool, if you take any business class in the fucking world, anything new and cool and different is the shit.
Yeah.
And they've never been this cool. So the entire college town's behind them. It's a basketball school. Their football.
But that energy is coming. That energy is coming, though.
It's a good thing, dude. Like, I guess what I'm trying to say is like, Oklahoma, I'm not going to crush them. I still think they're a good team. Are they out of the playoffs? Probably, yeah. But this is all about Kansas. This is about Kansas. This is what they're doing down there.
Mm-hmm.
Good for them, man. This was a fun game to watch, by the way.
Yeah, yeah.
Got delayed for a little bit. It was like some kind of tornado warning or something.
Through the field goal post in the lake after as well. I want to compliment you, Saab Apps, on a great pick. A pick that we almost made the Boscock lock last week. Nebraska.
Dude.
Rolls.
Yo, they're the hottest team in the Big Ten, man. Like, they haven't lost in a month.
Sal Babs,
they haven't lost in a month. Dude, they're officially like bowl eligible. One more win, they're bowl eligible. This is a team that I thought was going to be terrible, do nothing, and they're a bowl eligible football team. Like, they're bowl eligible.
I'm going to see here if we can.
You want me to pull their schedule up?
I was just going to say, I'm going to see if I can actually get this to work. That is a.
I got it.
We're looking here. The Big 12 standings as we speak, Sal Babs. Oklahoma.
Well,
Oklahoma State.
Before we get in the Big 12, let's just stay right here Nebraska.
Yeah, yeah.
They're playing Sparty next week. That's a win, right?
Yeah.
They're playing Maryland in Nebraska. It's a possible win. Their defense is shutting everyone down. They're at Wisconsin, which will probably be a loss. And their last game of the year is against Iowa in Nebraska, which is a low-key rivalry game. Nebraska's fucking terrible.
So here's...
I mean, Nebraska...
Credit to Matt Rhule.
Yeah, Matt, this is where I'm going with this.
So the Big
Year
Ten...
Year one!
The Big Ten West official standings, we have Iowa, Minnesota, Nebraska, and Wisconsin, all at 3-2. Don't even discount Northwestern coming off the win over Maryland this week. Northwestern is 2-3. It is a typical shit show in the Big Ten West. Listen, I'm going to put my money on Nebraska right now.
Yeah, yes.
The offenses at Iowa and Minnesota are dog shit. I do like how Wisconsin is starting to put that they played a very good game against Ohio State. But right now, if I had to peg one team, fuck it. I'm going to go Matt Rhule.
Dude, yes. Look, Look at the win streak.
Wild.
Three in a row. No other team in the entire Big Ten other than Michigan and Ohio State are on that.
Absolutely.
Those two teams are going to be in the playoffs.
Absolutely wild.
It's awesome.
And then, like I said, the Big 12 is
just imagine what Matt Rhule would do with the talent at Penn State.
This is something I think of.
I mean, like, yeah, every like, single this day. Is so fucked. Like, it's so fucked.
Imagine what Lance Leopold would do with the talent of Penn State.
It's so fucked.
Like, this is why James Franklin.
Let's talk about Penn State right now.
Penn State was on its heels at home
on
against.
If Allen decides to get aggressive there and not kick a field goal, they actually probably fucking win the game. I don't know why he kicked a field goal there.
Right.
But he did.
Because he's a defensive coach.
Yeah, but I mean, the fact that you're in that situation, 31-point favorite, coming off a loss, you got a roll here.
Yeah.
I mean, look, a win's a win, but in college football is the only sport where a win is not a win. The NFL, yeah, that's that win's a win. It doesn't matter. But you know what? When you're trying to win and get into playoffs, like, you got to blow these teams the fuck out, man.
Prior to yesterday, Utah was the most fraudulent team in the top 15.
And they got exposed.
As we stand right now, the most fraudulent team in the top 15, is probably Penn State. I still maintain the most fraudulent team in the top 10, in the top 5, is Florida State.
They just rolled. Why do you hate this team so much?
Because I think the ACC has been dog shit.
It is, but like I got to rebuke this here, dude. Like, I don't know where you're going with this Florida State shit. They're undefeated. They've won every fucking game. Mm-hmm. They've rolled. They just covered and rolled. And last week on this show, you said you think Penn State could beat them, which is hysterical.
I do.
Insanity. It's just delusions.
No,
this quarterback is horrible. My dad makes fun of him. He doesn't even give a fuck. He thinks Sean Clifford is better than this kid. And if he lived for 5,000 years, he wouldn't be better than Sean Clifford.
On a neutral field.
Oh, my God. I'm going home.
I'm taking Penn State -3.5 against Florida State.
I'm going home.
That's how much dog shit I think Florida State really
going
is.
Going home.
We'll see. Fine. I can't wait till the playoffs. I'm going to put literally my...
That doesn't mean anything, dude. Every 4 seed in the playoffs usually gets fucking killed.
Okay,
it's like that's just how it works. It don't matter if it's Cincinnati, Oklahoma, all those years. It doesn't matter, dude. Michigan State got in 1 year and got killed. It doesn't mean the 4 seeds always lose. That's why it's stupid, and it should be fucking like 16 teams.
No, that's 16 teams. Don't be one of those expansionists here. Fucking participation trophy, okay? I don't want Utah and Bryson Barnes ever being in any kind of playoff.
All right, so let me ask you this. Why is March Madness the biggest revenue drawing sporting event in the world?
Because nobody watches the college basketball regular season. And I don't want college football to become that.
Dude, college football will never, ever be like that.
Yeah.
People will still watch.
You say
football.
That. That's what people said about WWE 20 years ago. And then it became obsolete.
Okay, so WWE made a lot of fucking retarded decisions, by the way. They did that to themselves. Well, they did that to themselves.
College football is doing
right,
it to themselves.
Maybe not 16 teams, but we got to do 8 here.
Okay.
I feel like if you're in the top 8, you are capable of beating any other top 8.
I agree. Listen, if we had the Power 5, or obviously, you know, Pac-12 is about to go away.
Like, especially this year, for example, like, you don't think Washington could beat Ohio State? Of course they could.
Of course I do.
Yeah, like, that's what I mean.
Not
like,
the way they're playing
right now.
But, yeah.
But as of right now, that wouldn't happen, you know, unless you had an 8-team playoff, you know, it's just like we need to go to 8. The way Oregon looks right now, they're ranked 8th.
Yeah, I'm actually scared for Oregon right now because I think Oregon may be the best team in the Pac-12.
How many times have we seen a 6-ranked, 7-ranked, 8-ranked team at the end of the year?
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, you know what? If there was a playoffs, this team was scary. Like, they're fucking scary.
Yeah.
It's even happened with Penn State.
Yeah.
Like, where at the end of the year, they look really good. And they're not allowed in because they have one fucking loss to the same fucking teams that are in anyways.
Yep.
They still don't win.
Yep. Yep.
So it's like stupid.
Do follow us here. Like and subscribe. Help us grow the channel here. Rumble.com/butterandhose. Like and subscribe. Also follow us on X or Twitter, depending upon how you call it. And Instagram @butterinhose. Also, we got the call-in number. Literally my cell phone right here. 610-763.
He's risking a lot with this. Trust me.
49.
This is not a burner phone. This is his phone.
This is my literal phone.
Whatever you send is going to him.
Do we get one caller here tonight, Sal Bass?
J-Ball may call in. Yo, because he banged Oklahoma State.
He did. Johnny Covers.
He tails us, dude.
Johnny Covers tailed the shit out of us on Oklahoma State.
Dude.
One big time. Let's jump to that. Let's jump to Oklahoma State.
That was the lock.
It was a lock. It hit by a mile. The Oklahoma State run game, Gundy, just out of control. Sal Bapps, do we go back to Oklahoma State for the Boscock lock this week?
Oh, I don't know. We got 2 days to think about that. I mean, we could.
It looks good
right now. We could.
Oklahoma State plus 6.5 at home against Oklahoma. I like it right now. I like it. I like the Pokes.
Man, could go over.
It could also go Oklahoma State by 3 touchdowns.
Yeah. Yo, how about Pitt football?
Pitt football.
That's it. To my fear, like, you know, you have fears.
Right.
Everyone has their college football favorite team fears. My fear is that Narduzzi gets canned and Michigan State brings him back.
That would be.
Because D'Antonio's still involved. He's there.
Right, right.
He lurks around. Like, I could see them being like, you know what? Like, we just need stability at the moment. We can get, like, a D'Antonio disciple in here.
Right.
He had a winning record overall at Pitt. Like, this is my biggest fear, man.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I had a fear of this for weeks now.
Yeah.
This team is absolutely horrendous. They're 0-0. They haven't won a game yet in the league. They're 2-6. And I, on this very show, gave people a future bet of Pitt over 7 wins. And I do want to blame Phil Steele for that because he said that Pitt should be 4-0 by the time they play anyone that matters. Once again, his pick was trash. It was trash.
It was trash.
He jerked off
trash.
A lot of teams. It sucks. And the only thing he really got right was fucking Florida State.
Let's go into what we actually did get wrong here.
Which you think sucks.
We'll get into what we actually did get wrong here.
Not much this week.
Yeah, not much, but I did get the Boston College minus 14.5 wrong.
Dude, they had it. I mean, it was there, man. So I mean, it was available.
It was self-inflicted. It was turnovers.
Yeah, it was available.
It was turnovers. What's his face? Castellanos, whatever, the quarterback there. I still like him. He was sick, it turned out. Didn't know that. It was just they just played a bad game and they still won.
Yeah,
they have 5 wins now. They're at Syracuse this week. That I may bet them again.
Yeah, you can go. But yeah, I mean, it's not bad going back to them. I mean, they're a good team. Like we said, it was a little bit of a gay rivalry.
Right.
New Englander thing. So I don't know if UConn played a little tougher. But once again, this was BC self-inflicted.
Yeah.
I wouldn't kill yourself over that pick.
No, I'm not mad.
It was available still. I mean, they were up 7. They had a chance to, you know, go up 14 and then maybe get a stop.
They were up 14 in the fourth, I believe.
Yeah, so, I mean, it was available. It's not like you took Pitt against Notre
Dame. The one here, and this has, I've heard other national pundits talk about this one here, Sal Bapps. I had Wyoming plus 5.5. Holy shit. Wyoming coming off a bye week got absolutely fucking destroyed.
By a very mid Boise team. I mean, they just got rolled, dude. I mean, it was a bad play, but like you were going off of statistics and what's been working, and Wyoming's been okay in that role. But look, Wyoming's 5-3. I mean, it wasn't like you were taking points with a team with a better record.
Mm-hmm.
But what do we know about gambling? If the line's goofy, like probably tells you something. Like,
yeah,
like a 3-4 Boise team laying almost a touchdown.
This
kind of tells you, like, you know what? The public's going to be on Wyoming here. Like, the sharp
think,
play is actually Boise. And
I think that
actually got bet up, I believe, but like later before kickoff, like the line got bigger. Sharps are on Boise.
I think Boise is actually on the road this week against Fresno State. I may take Fresno State. Speaking of Fresno State, I do hit UNLV. UNLV, actually, Sal Bapps, driving to tie the game with 10 seconds left.
Yeah.
Homeboy literally drops a wide open pass. I have a feeling that Barry Odom, the good coach that he is, he would have gone for 2, would have gone for the victory. UNLV almost takes the once again, they cover and almost outright money line hits there in the Valley, Fresno State. But still was very impressed with Fresno State. Mikey Keene did actually wind up playing. So UNLV got the fastball from Fresno State. They were right there.
Yeah, and your Air Force play was good.
Yep, yep. 2-0 in the Mountain West, or sorry, 2-1 technically. Wyoming.
Bro, Air
also.
Force is straight up undefeated all around in the league and overall.
To be fair, Colorado State was actually close with them. They had that crazy Denver snow shit going on.
Yeah, which affected the Broncos game today.
Right, it did play into Air Force's hands. Colorado State has a high powered passing attack. I'm actually more impressed with Colorado State that they held in as much as they did. But then also nailed Arizona State. Sal Baps, I completely nailed my stock market calls and puts. I put a put on Duke, and we're seeing Duke struggle as much as they are. Riley Leonard didn't even score. Riley Leonard is hurt. That offense is completely immobilized right now. And then I had a call on Arizona. This fucking team, if
wins
there,
the
is,
game.
Is there one team in America, you know, who you don't want to play right now besides the Arizona Wildcats?
No, they're 4-3 now. This is a good. This is now officially. There's an old saying, dude. Your record is. They have a winning record. They're a winning football team in arguably the best league, like depth-wise.
Yeah, I think.
Even like retarded teams like Cal will fuck you right. If you don't show up, as we saw in the USC game, which was. Hysterical, by the way, if anyone watched that game.
By the way,
100 points.
Yeah, literally 90.
And we had the over. I capped it.
You did 99 points, 50-49.
Fucking points.
That was the USC defense is just, I mean, it is a.
Oh, my God.
What do you have to say about it? It is just the absolute dog shit. But yeah, Sal Baps, who was your one loss here again? Oh, it was a Florida Georgia under, right?
Yeah, and okay. Dude, that game was unbettable because it went. Every way that like it shouldn't have.
Right.
Ended up being Georgia with laying the points in the over. Like who took that?
Yeah.
Most people were taking Florida or the under, and Georgia, who never covers and their games always go under, they cover a big number and it goes over. It's a goofy game.
Florida is a 7.5 point.
I'm not even mad about that loss because it a lot of people I know right. lost that. It was just like a douche.
Florida is a 7.5 point favorite. Talk about goofy lines. 7.5 point favorite at home versus Arkansas. I think we just may bet. I may have to bet Florida this week just because they are such a completely different team at the swamp juxtaposed to away from the swamp. So that is one of the plays that I'm looking at potentially. Not official yet.
What did you think of Ohio State at Wisconsin?
I think if Travion Henderson doesn't come back and play that game like he did. I don't know if Ohio State wins that game.
Yeah, man, it was a weird game. I think the line was, what, 14.5, I believe. So Wisconsin did cover the hook.
Fickle, man.
Yeah, my dad took a stab on Wisconsin. I think he did hit that by that hook. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, Penn State and Ohio State didn't look great this week after their big clash. No. The week before, which is
to be expected.
Now that we've learned about this stuff, they're actually bettable the next week because we saw this with Oregon Washington, right?
Mm-hmm.
Big clash, two of the best teams in the conference. Really tough game. The next game they play, they looked like dog shit, right?
Yep,
we both saw it, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then what happened this week? Both of those teams, you know, lit the scoreboard up. So. You know, we can look for Ohio State next week and Penn State next week with whatever their respectable lines are that come out to play well. I believe Penn State is – are they playing Michigan this week?
No, Penn State is on the road at Maryland.
Oh, that's a – I mean, that should be a win, man.
You say that, but Josh Gattis, former Penn State staffer, is the OC at Maryland. And for Maryland, that is their biggest rival.
It is. For Maryland, it is.
Right, right. So the way that Penn State looks at Ohio State is the way that Maryland looks at Penn State.
Oh, that's... Yeah, I mean, Maryland's 5-3.
They are 5. They did just lose to Northwestern.
But they are on a 3-game losing streak.
Right. They started 5-0. They're now...
So, yeah, it's kind of fake.
They may go 5-7 after starting 5-0.
So check it out. Look at the games coming up at Nebraska after Penn State, Michigan at Rutgers. They could lose every game the rest of the year.
Yeah, that's right. They could miss a bowl after going 5-0.
So that's fucking something that has been done before. I mean, it does happen.
As we said, Sal Baps did nail the Nebraska minus 2.5. He absolutely.
Dude, how incredible was that value? 2.5, man.
You nail Oregon minus 6.5. We already talked about USC Cal over 68.5 goes to 99 points. And then Tulane Rice over 54.5. I think that was 57 or 58 is what it actually landed at. And then Washington Stanford over 60.5. I think that was 75 was the final tally on that. So Sal Baps, you killed it. Absolutely killed it.
Oh, so did you, though. But we had a good week, dude. Like when good our week. Lock hits and we both have a winning record, that's all we look for.
Mm-hmm.
That's all we look for. We do this for free. Like we said, we're not asking for anything. We do the research. All we ask is you just follow and like. That's it. We don't want nothing from you. We don't let us do the work for you.
That's right.
Which we will. We'll get the bets we've lost. We've learned from them. That also is college football betting.
Yep.
But this week showed that, you know, we're not idiots. We're not dumb people. We know what we're doing.
Know what we're doing.
We pegged it right this week, and we'll do it again next week.
Absolutely. Going to go for 7-3, hopefully, here on the Boss Cock Lock.
Yeah.
Sal Baps, pull up next week's games. Let's just see here. I'm going to pull up early lines.
So we're on week 10 here.
We're on week 10.
Week 10 here. We do have our typical bullshit Maction on Tuesday, but every Mac team sucks this year. I mean, except Toledo, but like, I mean, what does that mean?
Right.
Like, it means nothing.
That TCU-Texas Tech game.
So we've got TCU-Texas Tech on a Thursday night.
That's an interesting game.
Could definitely be interesting. We've got Wake Forest-Duke, which is a rivalry game. Duke has to show up and win that game. They're laying 12.5,
right,
which is like not a line. If like Riley Leonard was there, it'd probably be like 20, but we don't know what's going to happen here. We do have BC's Cuse on a Friday night.
Yes.
Which you were talking about, BC, which that line, Syracuse is laying 3.
That line opened up at 4.5.
Love Boston College there. I love that line. Syracuse is 0-4 in the league. No team with a losing, no wins in their league is laying points. It's dumb. I don't like it.
Texas opened up at home. They're playing Kansas State as a -7 favorite. That line is down to 5.5.
Sorry to cut you off, but another reason I love BC here is because BC was another huge public wager last week. Did not hit, so I think a lot of people are just going to like disregard BC this week, and I believe that they will hit and cover, and the people that are persistent like us and will not give up are going to get rewarded for taking this field goal with Boston College here.
Air Force is playing Army. The over-under is at 35. I'm tempted to take the under there just because the unders do, at a 72% clip.
Another 35 under in Nebraska, Michigan State.
So let's talk about Nebraska, Michigan State right now because if I had to pick one game right now for the Boss Cock Lock, and this is not an official play, so I'm just throwing this out here. You know, if you want to take a little stab at some early lines, I do love right now Nebraska -3.5. But let's ask our Sparty favorite, what do you think?
Okay, so there's a quarterback named Sam Levitt, I believe, that they are now going to. They've gone through 4 quarterbacks this season.
Right.
They threw this kid in there last week, and he actually moved the ball a little bit and actually looked okay, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I guess what I'm saying is they're in total desperation mode. Now, what is the worst thing a team that is absolutely doing anything possible to find an offensive identity going up against an absolute shutdown smash mouth defense? It's not going to be good. So
right.
We have a defense who knows who they are. They're well coached against a team who's now throwing out their 4th quarterback just to even see if they can even score once. I just can't. You got the fan base is already starting to flip a little bit.
What's attendance been
guess
like?
Guess what's coming up next week?
Oh, Tom Izzo.
College basketball starts.
Right.
Guess what that means?
How's attendance?
I don't care anymore.
How's attendance been for Sparty games here the past 2 weeks?
Unbelievably the same. They go.
Wow. I mean, okay.
The people like football up there. They do. I mean, it's a football state.
Well, Nebraska is a juggernaut right now. That's one game.
Listen, don't let the attendance hasn't mattered in any game they've played all year. They're 0-5 in the league. They're 2-6 with their only wins essentially being Central Michigan and a D2 team.
Holy shit. Sal Baps, the over-under line for Iowa Northwestern, it's lower than Army fucking Air Force.
What is it, like 32.5?
30.5.
Jesus Christ. You almost like have to take the over.
You almost have
because,
to.
Because like a team scores 2 touchdowns in the first half.
Northwestern's proven they can actually like they can
score. They put up 33 this week.
They scored on Penn State.
Yeah, I mean they scored 33 this week.
Yeah. Man, I think I don't know. I just feel like you may actually, for once in life, have to bet an Iowa over.
Well,
under.
Dude, it's because
I get paid Wednesday, Sal Baps. Do I make up for my Iowa team over I got fucked on 2 weeks ago? Do I do that?
Ah, man, I don't want to see you lose a paycheck on the same team. On the same team.
Oh, it's tempting.
I mean, maybe throw it on the boss cock lock.
There you go.
But I don't know. I don't know. Look, I love where you're getting at. It's definitely worth a unit if you're betting, but I mean, you're talking about Iowa here. It could still be.
I gotta look at the
10
weather.
10-9, bro.
I gotta look at the weather report for Chicago.
It could still be 10-9. I mean,
I gotta look at the weather report.
Yeah, that's another thing. You now it's cold. It's Chicago. It's windy.
Yep.
Ugh. I don't know. I get why that total's there. I mean, the odds makers are probably gonna be spot on. But here's the thing about these low totals. The first quarter kind of determines your bet. Like, if those teams score one touchdown in the first quarter, it's going over.
Yeah.
And it can happen so easy. I don't know, man. I wouldn't throw a paycheck.
One other game that I'm actually liking here a lot is Minnesota is -3 at home to Illinois. Minnesota's defense has been lights out.
I mean, gotta give them credit. They are they're sticking with it. Not the season they wanted. But the kids are still playing hard.
They can still win the Big Ten West.
They can still make the Big Ten. Yeah, I mean, they're in second place.
Yeah.
So, you know, a win here would be huge for them. But it looks like the way we're looking at the Big Ten West right now, it looks like all eyes on Nebraska with the way their schedule shapes out. There's a free win with Michigan State coming up here, which I'm like 90% sure this is going to be the boss cock lock, by the way, Nebraska.
Yeah.
I mean, I just don't... How's Michigan State going to score on them?
I don't see it. I do see UNLV.
Kids are quitting. Their best lineman entered the portal. He left.
I saw that.
These kids are leaving.
I see UNLV is -11.5 on the road at New Mexico. New Mexico dog shit. Yo, all I got to say is this Marion guy, if you're a team in the American, you know, if you're, I don't know, a team in the Sun Belt, I am so impressed by UNLV offensive coordinator Brendan Marion. This guy is the real fucking deal, especially if you're a woke school and you're like trying to purposely, you know, hire a black coach. This is the fucking guy to do it with. This is the guy to do it with. Like, I'm telling you, to have UNLV on the road there at Fresno State.
No, I hear you, man. I'm with you.
To where, like, they literally could have and probably should have won that game. They had one horrible third quarter. They were winning a lot of that game, Sal Bapp. I can't reiterate just how impressed I am by him and the, you know, resurgence of UNLV this year. Any other games that are looking interesting to you right now here? So, let's talk about West Virginia. They fucking rolled again yesterday. West Virginia is, I believe they've already hit their over-under for the year. They're at, what, 5 wins here?
Dude, yeah, coming off another big win. An over that I looked at, didn't cap it, but it was going to be a play of mine, was the over in that, which did hit. They are doing, you know. Dude, West Virginia's better than I thought they were. I got to say they're better than I thought they were. I do think this is an interesting game here with Texas-Kansas State. Kansas State pulls an upset here. Texas is out. They're going to be done, which is another failure for Sark because this was supposed to be the year that Texas is going to make the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
This was like it. Like, this was the year for them to make the playoffs. And
they still can.
I said if they lose this game to Kansas State, if Kansas State will pull this upset.
Right.
This isn't even a touchdown. They're not even a Texas isn't even a touchdown favorite. It's a 5-point line.
They opened up as 7, and the line's being bet down.
Wise guys are cranking this 6-2, 4-1 in the league. Kansas State, 2015.
I will say Kansas State is a little bit different on the road as, you know, as most college football teams are.
I mean, is there only who's their only loss in the conference is Missouri, right?
Kansas State lost to Missouri and Oklahoma State. Remember that you bet Kansas State that Friday night, and Oklahoma State rolled them.
No, that was TCU.
Oh,
look,
what?
KSU's 4-1 in the Big
12. No, they lost to.
They didn't lose to Missouri. I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about.
Yeah, they did. Kansas State lost to Missouri beginning
Pull
of the year.
Pull up the Big 12 standing. This makes no sense to me.
I'm telling you,
so ESPN is wrong.
Look, Kansas State here. They lost to Missouri. And then they lost to Oklahoma State.
Yeah, you're
State,
right. They're
29-21.
ESPN is incorrect. They're too woke.
Too woke to
list. They look for diversity and strength over geeky number guys that are virgins and would get it right.
Right, exactly. Right?
I mean, like, they got it wrong
here. So I'm looking here at Fresno State is a 3.5-point favorite at home against Boise State. That looks very good. Let's talk about Colorado. Colorado is 13.5 dog at home against Oregon State. I'm probably tempted here. If I would bet it, I would bet Oregon State. What do you think about that?
I like Oregon State to bounce back here.
Yeah. I don't think people are giving credit.
Yeah, Arizona's good.
How fucking good.
Arizona's fucking good. Oregon State didn't even play bad.
Yeah.
Arizona won.
Yeah. Yeah, Arizona is the real fucking deal. Love with Jed Fish. By the way, I love the interview with Jed Fish. Like, it was Oregon State was on, like, the 8, and basically they're, like, asking him, like, how to win. And this is the difference between a defensive-minded coach and offensive. He was like, yeah, we need to hold them to a field goal here, and we probably need to score a touchdown on 2 of our next 3 possessions, and if we do that, we'll win. Like, this dude's already thinking, like, a quarter ahead in this super fucking tight game in conference. And just the mindset, that's why, you know, in rare, you know, exceptions, I'm a big believer you have to hire an offensive coach in today's game.
Yeah, I hear you, man. I as you were talking, I stumbled upon a very, very, very interesting game.
Okay.
Iowa State is -1.5 hosting Kansas, coming off the big win over Oklahoma.
Man. I don't want to touch that. I don't want to bet against Kansas.
Did you know Iowa State's 4-1 in the league?
I did because so
interesting.
They had the whole big gambling fiasco.
Very interesting.
They lost their starting quarterback. They lost, you know, this lineman, that running back, this and that.
I would fucking straight up, like, Randy Marsh, big balls, wheelbarrow meme. Like, I think Kansas is better than them. I don't even care that
I wouldn't
it's
touch
a road game.
I wouldn't touch that
game.
I'm
not saying I'm taking it. I'm giving my opinion on the game that I do believe that if Kansas shows up, they are a better football team.
Yeah, but is this not a Kansas letdown game after that big win?
It's your classic letdown game, man. That's why I said you got to have big balls if you're going to do that.
Yeah.
Once again, most likely I'm not going to be capping that game. I'm just...
Oh, I do like that. Wow. West Virginia at home against BYU. What's that?
We got.
Is that line under 10?
It is under 10. It's WVU laying 9 with an over-under of 51.
I would crank West Virginia at home. Absolutely.
Yeah, it's
especially the way that West Virginia
is back in Morgantown, you know. So, I mean, the team's better than they have been. It doesn't take much to get those Hicks in the seats there. So,
right. Actually, Sal Baps, I'm going to do something. So, this is our first live Sunday show, our first Sunday show ever. I think I'm going to make an official play.
I mean, we're here, dude. We can might as well.
Let me just look at it. Let me look at all my options here, but I'm about to crank it here on West Virginia. West Virginia. So I'm making an official play here for, what is it, fucking week 10. I'm going to take the West Virginia Mountaineers at home in Moonshine Morgantown against the BYU Storm and Mormon Cougars. Sal Baps, we saw what Texas just did against BYU with their backup quarterback Malik Murphy.
Right.
They ran the fucking rock down BYU's throat.
They blew him out by 4 touchdowns.
BYU couldn't do a single thing. West Virginia,
power run team.
Power run, ground and pound. I believe West Virginia is going to do the same fucking thing against BYU.
Same game plan.
My first official play for the week on our first Sunday night show, I'm taking West Virginia -8.
I'll post it as a single play tonight.
Post it as a single play.
WVU -9.
That's what you're getting.
Another interesting total here. Washington,
-8.
USC,
-8. Not -9. -8.
So Washington, USC total is 76.5. It's the highest total I've seen this year.
Wait, what is it?
USC Washington is this week, right?
Yeah.
At USC. This total is actually 76.5.
Holy shit.
It's the highest total I've seen in years.
Holy shit.
Higher than Red River shootouts in the past. I mean, this is insane, right? 76.5.
Holy shit.
I mean, if there's one 5-minute, 6-minute spurt with no scoring, you lose. But yet, do you have the balls to take this under?
USC just gave up 49 points to Cal.
USC can't stop anyone, dude.
They just gave up 49 points
to Cal.
To Cal.
Penix should eat them up, man. I mean.
But Penix has been playing like dog shit past couple weeks.
Yeah, well, this is the defense to get it back. To get your
flow back. To get your fucking flow back.
I mean, if you're gonna, this really is.
What's that line on Kentucky and Mississippi State?
We've got Kentucky laying 3 with a total of 46.
Okay.
And Kentucky,
SMU rolled again. What's the SMU?
SMU had 60 points in the third quarter.
So this is another game I've been looking at hard.
This game's going to go over. So, this is fucking 58.5. This Rice. This is going over. I just had a Rice total that went over with Tulane.
So a couple weeks ago, we didn't have the Boss Cock Lock on LSU overs. I think this may be another. This may be actually the Boss Cock Lock here, South Baps. I still love Nebraska over Sparty.
Well, you like SMU with the points?
No, I'm looking at LSU and Bama.
Oh.
59.5 over.
It's got to go over, right?
Got to go over.
I mean, it's got to go over. I mean, we've been doing this LSU over shit for a while.
I think any.
I mean, let's look at LSU scores, right?
Any LSU game under 60, I think we automatically. I just have to.
So let's check out LSU scores, right? So they just scored 62 in their last game,
right?
The Auburn total, I did think we still hit that, right?
Yeah,
48-8. We did hit that.
Yeah, we hit that. Yeah, that was
Missouri. They scored 50. That went over. They lost to Ole Miss, but they scored 50. 34-31, that would have been a 65 total against Arkansas. That had to have gone over.
Mm-hmm.
The Mississippi State was 41-14, may have gone under, assuming that that's only 54. The first, then we had the Grambling game. They scored 72, so that's 82. It went over. And then the Florida State first game of the year that I lost like 20 grand on LSU, by the
right,
way.
Right.
And I've been like dying ever since
yep.
then.
Yeah,
and basically going to get dumped and be homeless for because of Brian Kelly.
Yeah, that was tough.
Yeah, so that went over. So, like, this could be it. It's going to be hard to get me off Nebraska because I really fucking love what I see. I mean, did you see any of it, like the highlights or anything?
I saw some of the highlights, yeah. I mean, it was not like, a game that I saw.
I think, like, Vegas is – they're disrespecting Matt Rhule. I mean, they're just like
yeah.
Michigan State, you're only favored by a fucking field goal.
Right.
I mean, Michigan State hasn't won a game in the league. You have a chance to actually win the Big Ten West,
mm-hmm.
and they're gonna try to play for that. It's up there. We're gonna have to talk about it this week, but Nebraska's up there, and this over's up there too.
Yeah.
But I just, I really think once Matt Rhule gets a team on the right path,
when Matt Rhule gets a quarterback,
like, we've saw this with Baylor, like just. Defense when, and winning like
when he gets a quarterback, Sal Baps,
it's over. Yeah.
Big Ten West is
it's for years.
Done.
For years.
Done.
I mean, it's gonna be for years. They're gonna run shit for years over there.
I mean, I still like Luke Fickell a lot. Wisconsin obviously
get it, but dude, like Luke Fickell's cool, but
dude, the fan base,
you know, coaching,
the NIL money
of Nebraska
yeah.
and what they want to be and it's
the NIL money, Sal Baps,
I mean,
at Nebraska.
Knocked it out of the park with this hire, man. Like they just did. Like this was
yeah.
This was the best hire they've had in 30 fucking years, man.
Right.
I mean, this is just, he's going to win there. He's winning now.
Yeah.
No.
Good job, Penn State, to, you know, sign James Franklin.
Pathetic and embarrassing. And woke.
Literally, as I remember it, Matt Rhule was at the Jersey Shore on, like, vacation after he got fired by the Panthers. And as he was, like, hanging out there, like, probably just honestly waiting to, like, see if Franklin would take another job and take the Penn State job. And then, like, while he's down there and they, like, you know, sign James Franklin to another 15-year extension. Embarrassing. Sal Babs, I'm going to make another public announcement on this Sunday night show. You will not see me publicly wearing any more Penn State apparel.
Well, I wouldn't rep them. I wouldn't have been repping Penn State since the Sandusky shit came out. Every time I see it, I'm like, ah.
Okay, well, that's for neither here nor there. I am not wearing Penn State apparel.
I'm a Michigan State fan, which had, like, more rape than, like...
Yeah, exactly, like, exactly. If we're going to talk rape allegations, you are the creme de la creme.
The coach has said it, dick pics and shit.
Yeah. Penn State apparel, though, will not be seen on me, even if we beat Michigan. And I'm not gonna start, like, rooting against Penn State by any means. I'm just saying this is my boycott against James Franklin. I'm either gonna buy non-licensed Penn State apparel, like some hood shit that does not go back to Penn State, or I'm just not buying any more Penn State apparel whatsoever. This is my boycott against James Franklin. Get him the fuck out of here. I'm sick of it. Sal Babs, I can't do this shit anymore. He is a snake oil salesman, and the Penn State program is not where it should be. I'm sick. I'm fucking sick of it.
If you're Nick Singleton, do you transfer?
Yes, you have to.
I believe you do. I said he should have never went there.
He almost went to Notre Dame, and then
Yale did great for him.
And then Brian Kelly went to LSU, and then you know James Franklin did his snake oil salesman shit that he does.
Followed him to LSU.
But yeah, I think in the offseason, I think Singleton's as good as gone.
There's a lot of people that thought that he was going to go to the NFL this year, but he needs another year of college where he's the feature back and he's going to have a great season.
Sal Bepps, what are you saying? What do you say? Singleton is only a sophomore, Sal Bepps. He can't go to the NFL.
Oh, he's a sophomore.
He's a true sophomore, Sal Bepps.
Yeah, he's a true sophomore. So, yeah, I mean, he's...
Sal Bepps just had his old-timers moment. It's okay. We give him one per show if you're new to the show here.
Yeah, I usually have a brain fart here and there.
He's from Sal Bepps High School. I would expect you. He's from where we're from. Literally 10 minutes from where we're recording this right now.
Yeah, I know. Years fly by, man. I mean, it seems like the other day I was watching him at Mifflin like score 10 touchdowns against Muhlenberg.
Yeah,
you were in Cali, and I'm like, dude, this kid's really good.
Right.
And he is really good.
He is really good.
I just don't believe that's where he's going to finish his college career.
We're
starting to see this with Penn State.
Where should Nick Singleton go?
Where should Nick Singleton go? It depends on, I can't say there's probably not a school that won't have him, you know. He's got to go somewhere where he's not splitting carries. I don't know where that is because it seems to be that is the way of the running back now.
Yeah.
Like that is the way football is going where there is no feature back anymore, but this is a kid that needs to play. So I don't know if it even would be like a major power. Like, does he need to go somewhere like a Louisville? Does he need to go somewhere?
He needs to go to Miami.
That is a good spot for him.
Miami has those stud freshman offensive linemen.
Yeah, Miami.
Mario Cristobal wants to pound the fucking rock. Nick Singleton, if you're listening, I love you, dude. Berks County product. I want you to do well. Get the hell out of Penn State. Transfer to Miami. And bang 1,000 bitches on South Beach.
Dude, Miami's a great spot to go to for him. That's a good one off the top of their head. And with the conference realignment, you got to be careful with, you know, any Pac-12 team. I do think I don't know the kid. I don't know the family. He's local. I do believe that Penn State, if I look up the demographics, I'm going to be willing to bet that more people that live in Pennsylvania tend to not leave it more than you think.
Right. Pennsylvania is one of the most inbred states. This is true.
And we're not saying he's inbred, but you're making a point of to where I'm going with it.
Right.
With, like, the demographics of Pennsylvania. It's
right.
not a – like, okay, let's go up to Frackville, Route 61 right now.
Yeah.
And start polling people what they did on vacation the past 10 years. They're going to be like, oh, I went down to the
– Poconos.
The creek and smoked some, like
– crack.
Some homemade rolled tobacco. They don't go anywhere, bro. Like, they don't leave here. So I think part of the decision with Singleton was to stay in the state – he wants to go home. The family can go to the games, XYZ. But you know what?
It was his mom. His mom was why he went to Penn State.
This is kind of out of the equation now. Now it's about survival of your career. And you cannot let it go into the hands of a fucking retard like James Franklin.
Yeah. Yeah.
Miami, a spot he could go to. Louisville is a spot he can go to.
I wouldn't go to Louisville. Too pass heavy. Miami makes sense.
Duke makes sense, but he's not going to go to Duke. He's too much of a high profile name.
Right.
Miami kind of really seems like a really ideal landing spot. I know his finalists, I believe, were Bama, Notre Dame, Penn State.
Mm-hmm.
Notre Dame could still be a possibility for him.
Yeah, maybe.
But. I mean, you go to Bama, you're going to be up for comp again. I mean, it's like, you know, so.
Yeah.
Singleton, I know you'll never see this, but.
Get the fuck out of Penn State, buddy.
That, go somewhere where you can, you know, get your money, man.
Yeah.
Go get your money.
All right. Sal Bepps, we got a lot of, it's been a great week. Absolutely destroyed on the Boss Cock Lock. Like we said, 6-3. We went 10-3 in our picks for the week. Any last words? Anything else that comes to your mind as far as. What you're looking forward to on this week? Any line movement? Any games in particular that you're watching? Besides,
we're gonna find out. We're gonna try to get some better value on some of these games. Nebraska, we're gonna watch that line. Watch this total with Washington. I mean, if you can try to get that lower than 76.5, crank it. I mean, if people were trying to get that down, that'd be great because I'd love to bet that over.
Right.
But 77 points to get it, man, Jesus Christ. That is one of the highest totals I've ever seen.
Right. I've already made I've already made my official first pick, the West Virginia home.
It'll be
minus eight.
On Twitter and Insta in like an hour.
I'm looking at the Fresno State line. I think there's great value in Boise State right now, as far as just, you know, them coming off a huge win. So I'm looking at the Fresno State line, looking at UNLV again, staying in the Mountain West. Sorry, but there's value there in some of those games sometimes. Also, I don't know, the Air Force and Army under is a bit tempting. And then there's a couple other games here that I need
to battle to see who fights for Israel.
exactly. There's a couple games here I also got my eye on. Need to see some injury reports though before I'm ready to speak about them.
Yeah, it's Sunday. We gotta, you know, that's why, you know, tune in Wednesday. We'll be back. We'll see the injury reports, see the line movements, and we'll go from there. We'll have 13 fresh picks for you.
Florida at home against Arkansas
who else gives
also
out
looks pretty good.
13 picks for free.
And who goes 10-3 for free?
Like, for free. Like, we give you 13 picks.
Like and subscribe to the channel here. Follow us. Also, follow us X and Twitter, like we said, at Butter and Hose. We do post the plays there, as well at Instagram, at Butter and Hose. Sal Baps, first Sunday night show in the books. Hell yeah, bruh.
Yeah, we'll do it. We'll keep doing it.
Do it. Say your prayers. Take your vitamins. Grow your own food. Make that bread. Butter them hoes.